How has technology changed the way people shop? Technology has revolutionized shopping, making it more convenient and efficient. Online platforms allow people to purchase items from anywhere. For instance, I often buy groceries and household goods through apps that deliver products directly to my door, saving me time and avoiding crowded stores. However, reliance on online shopping has also led to reduced in-store experience. For example, I've noticed that many friends, including myself, visit physical stores less frequently, which means missing out on trying products firsthand and the social aspect of shopping. The next one. What are the advantages and disadvantages of online shopping? Online shopping has both benefits and drawbacks. It offers convenience, price comparisons, and a wide range of products. For instance, I often shop online because I can browse multiple stores at once, compare prices easily, and find items that aren't available locally or from the comfort of my home. However, it also increases risks such as fraud and product misrepresentation. For example, I once ordered a gadget that looked great online but turned out to be a low quality thing. And the third one, what impact does e-commerce have on consumer behavior? E-commerce has transformed how consumers shop and make purchasing decisions. Personalized recommendations and online reviews influence buyers. For instance, I often rely on product reviews and AI-driven suggestions on shopping sites, which help me choose items that fit my needs better and feel more confident in my purchases. However, excessive online shopping can lead to overspending and dependency. For example, during the pandemic, I noticed myself and many others buying more than necessary due to easy access and frequent promotions, sometimes leading to regret. Next one. What are the risks of using digital payment methods? While digital payments are convenient, they also carry risks. Secure encryption has made transactions safer. For instance, I regularly use mobile payment apps that employ strong encryption and multi-factor authentication, which gives me confidence that my financial information is protected during transactions. However, cybercriminals continue to exploit weaknesses in digital payment systems. For example, phishing scams. I once received a fake payment notification email designed to steal my login credentials, highlighting how attackers use social engineering to bypass security measures. The next one. Should government regulate e-commerce more strictly? E-commerce regulations are a topic of debate. Stricter regulations could protect consumers from fraud and counterfeit goods. For instance, enhanced consumer protection rules can hold online platforms accountable for product quality and transparency, which helps consumers avoid scams. However, excessive regulations could hinder business growth and innovation. For example, in some regions, complex requirements force independent sellers offline, reducing consumer choices and slowing market growth.